This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, July 20. God's blessed people. Our reading comes from Numbers chapter 22. God said to Balaam, "Do not go with them. You must not put a curse on those people, because they are blessed." It's not unusual to hear Christians say, "I am blessed," when someone asks how they're doing. Israel was indeed blessed. When God made a covenant with Abraham and his descendants, he said, "I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you." God promised Israel the blessing of his presence. He promised them the blessing of prosperity. Abraham's descendants would be as numerous as the sand on the seashore. God also promised the blessing of a land for his descendants to live in. Because Israel had these promises in their past and future, God would not allow Balaam to curse his people. King Balak of Moab thought that the only way he could weaken Israel and keep them from taking his land was to get Balaam to put a curse on Israel. But that would not and could not work. We too are a blessed people. Because of Jesus, the blessings given to Abraham and Israel are ours. God also promised Abraham that all nations would be blessed through him. The promise was fulfilled in Abraham's descendant, Jesus. In Christ, God is for us. And if God is for us, no one can stand against us. No one can separate us from God's love or keep us from receiving the eternal inheritance he has promised. Romans 8. In Christ, each of us can truly say, "I am blessed." Pray with me. Father, we thank you for all the spiritual blessings that are ours in Christ. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.